Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. John chapter 15, verse 16 is our theme scripture for this wonderful year of impact. The Easy Bible puts it this way. You did not choose me, but I chose you. I chose you to go and to make plenty of fruits. That kind of fruit will continue always. For that reason, the Father will help you with anything that you ask Him. If you ask Him in my name, He will do it for you. Hallelujah. Welcome to a brand new season of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. God richly bless you for your deliberate effort, your sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Beautiful song done by Jeremy Riddle, Stephanie Gretzinger with Bethel Music, titled Miracles. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the first day in the month of May 2024. You will experience unusual miracles and pleasant surprises. Amen. Our opening scripture is from Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life, the gift of life. We're also grateful for a beautiful day that you have made and for causing us to see the first day in this month of May. We thank you for your word that you have sent to us today, and we receive it with grateful hearts, with understanding as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Dearly beloved, with great excitement, I welcome you to the month of May 2024, our prophetic month of unusual miracles and pleasant surprises. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me make bold to say that God will visit you this month in unusual ways with uncommon miracles that will bring pleasant surprises to you and your household. Amen. Have you been battling with any unpleasant situation or condition in your life before now? You can start to rejoice because God will do something in your life beyond your imagination or explanation. Amen. God wants to see you happy. Therefore, expect pleasant surprises throughout this month and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. In John chapter 16, verse 14, Jesus himself said, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." God wants you to trust him enough to ask him for things that will cause your joy to be full. Think about this. The God who can do everything is the one telling you to ask him anything that will make you feel fulfilled and filled with overflowing joy. Therefore, I declare over you in this month of unusual miracles and pleasant surprises, your cup will run over. Amen. As the name implies, an unusual miracle is a miracle that is not common or usual. It is a special or extraordinary miracle. For example, during the earthly ministry of Jesus, he and his disciples raised many dead people back to life, but none of those could be compared to the raising of Lazarus. The raising of Lazarus, after being buried for 4 days, was not a usual miracle. It was a trailblazing miracle, never heard of before that day. In this month and beyond, may God give you a miracle that is not common among men. Amen. Although God is sovereign and can decide to do something for anyone without soliciting, many recorded miracles in the Bible were triggered by expectations and persistence. For example, in Acts chapter 3 verses 1 to 8, the Bible tells us how Peter and John met a lame man at the gate called Beautiful, and the Bible records that the man asked them for alms and was expecting to receive his request from them. Even though what Peter gave to him was better than what he was expecting, the important thing is that he didn't just ask, he was expectant. Beloved, it is not enough to ask. You must also be expectant to receive what you ask, because faith is always expectant of the desired result. In Matthew chapter 15 verses 22 to 28, there is an unforgettable account of a Canaanite woman who went to Jesus to seek a miracle for her daughter. It is clear from the story that she didn't just ask, she was also expectant of a positive response from Jesus. Hence, she persisted until her request was granted. Therefore, in this month, I encourage you to write down what you would want the Lord to do for you, then ask him in prayer and persist in your expectation to handle the evidence of your answer, and you will. Amen. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Don't think about the duration or severity of your situation, condition, or circumstance, but believe in the overwhelming power and love of God, and he will come through for you without fail. And if you believe these things, then blessed are you, because the Lord will give you that desired miracle, and you will have pleasant surprises. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, welcome to May 2024, our prophetic month of unusual miracles and pleasant surprises. Shalom. Hallelujah. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for desiring to see my joy full through answered prayers. I believe that all things are possible with you, and every request that I will table before you this month shall return with speedy answers. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Jacqueline Carr singing I See Miracles. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex, out from Infinite. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you. Leave something long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. Something long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see.
I see miracles happening for you.